So first of all, Chevra, all the learning tonight, all the Zoyrus, all the Chizik, all night long, for all we're going to be together for, is all Lili Nishmas, someone I was very close to. But Hashem took from us at a very young age last night. We'll talk about her a little bit later, before the Slichus. But all the Chizik, all the Sarah, should be Lili Nishmas, Chanariva, Asruve Moshe, Hashem Hashem, and Big Aliyah. Be the final kapara that the entire world needs. Somehow, Hashem should bring Nechama to her beautiful, incredible family. We should be zoiche to not know any more tzaras. There have been too many tzaras, and still continuing. Tichlashan of Kolosa, Tichlashan of Kolosa. We could appreciate, like we maybe have never appreciated before in our years that we've been in this world. Tichlashan of Kolosa. How deeply we want just finish all the klolos of the year. And move on to a new year, move on to a year of simcha, year of bracha, year of shefa. A year of bigula, Bez Hashem. Now, Lazar Akeach was the chief rav of Amsterdam. And finally, he finally made it, he's on a ship to make his way to Eretz Yisrael. We spoke last week how we're yearning to be in Eretz Yisrael, to be whose lev is not yearning to be in Eretz Yisrael these days more than maybe ever. I know some of us libi be'uman for a few days, but that's just for a few days. Emes is we even want uman to be lifted up and be brought to Eretz Yisrael. That's emes shbamito. So he was on his way, it's a ship from Chutzlar to Eretz Yisrael. So excited, such anticipation. But of course, Eretz Yisrael's nickness be Yisurin. Nothing that lofty and that chashiv comes easy. And the boat found itself in this major storm. Mamish, like what we're going to read on Rosh Hashanah. We're going to read on, I'm sorry, Yom Kippur, by Mincha, the Haftar of Yoina. It was such a storm. And when was this storm? In the middle of the night of Rosh Hashanah. And Rav Elazar HaKeach, he told one of his chassidim, someone was there, he said, bring me a shofar. And they brought him a shofar and held him to the shofar. And the moment it was Aloy Shachar, he blew the shofar. And Mamish, the entire storm was quieted. If we understand the koyach of the shofar, and we waited till Aloy, because we know it's mitzvah hayoyim, it's yoyim chua yilcha. It's not just shofar. This right now, this shofar that happens to be on our table, because we're going to learn about shofar, so everybody shall put it on the table. You know, this shofar right now, if I blow this shofar right now, it's nothing. Garnished. It's blowing a trumpet. It's blowing a trumpet. You could say it's even Aser. It's Erev Rosh Hashanah. We're supposed to be Larvi as a Satan. We're supposed to be Chaylik Ben Haminog in the mitzvah. Not allowed to blow a shofar to an Erev Rosh Hashanah. Okay, it could be it's only in the morning during davening. Maybe now you can. But bottom line is, even if I blew it, would be nothing. And the same blowing on Sunday in Rosh Hashanah is going to be mamish changing the world. Quieting the storms of the world. And this world has had many storms. We have to understand this mitzvah. Listen to this medrash. I knew it'd be here. I didn't know. I'm not with my regular sfarim, so I made a few of the supercorus. I knew I wouldn't know where to find what they have. The Medrash of Vayikra Rabbah. Listen to this medrash. Medrash ve'gerabach of Tes Gimel Rabbi Yehuda ber Rabbi Nachman Pasach. Olo l'kim b'sruah Hashem b'kol shofar. Pasach in Tehillim. Listen to the medrash. B'shah shakadosh baruch hu yoyshev v'oyel al kisei din. Kadosh baruch hu, at the time, Kadosh baruch hu is sitting and goes up to the kisei adin. B'din hu oyela. My tam ola alakim betrua. Trua is melashon ra. Trua is when we're broken, is when we need din. So he goes to sit on the kisei adim yoim hadin. Scary, what's going to be? However, the medrash continues. Listen, ubisha she yisrael noitlin es shayfreim v'toikin lifnei hakadosh baruch hu. I made me kisei hadin v'yoyshev b'kisei rachamim. Chsev Hashem b'kol shofar. U'mismale aleim rachamim, u'mrachem aleim, v'hoifich aleim midas hadin l'rachamim. Ei masai b'chodesh hashvi. So when we blow shofar, Kadosh Baruch Hu leaves the kisei din and goes to kisei rachamim. Incredible. Now we have to understand. First of all, we have to understand why is it that Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin? What makes it Yom HaDin? You ever think about it? What makes Rosh Hashanah Yom HaDin? Judgment Day. Ach Shkoyach, it's the first day of the year. You think, and this is a famous question, well, if anything, the last day of the year should be Judgment Day. Tonight, today should be Judgment Day. To take account for the previous year. We already start the next year on Rosh Hashanah. But more so, what makes it Yom HaDin? Yom HaKippurim we understand. We all understand Yom Kippur. Is the day of Kapara, a day of atonement, a day of Tahara. Why? Because that was the day when Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Slicha Mechila Bechete Egel and gave Lucha Shlios. So that created and founded and laid the foundation for all Doirei Doireis that it's a day of Kapara. Something has to happen on a day to make it something. What created that today, that Rosh Hashanah, is Yom HaDin? Why is it a judgment day? So you say, what is Rosh Hashanah? Hayoyim HaRas Olam. Even though it's Machloikas, but let's go with that. The day that man was created. Kishkoch, what makes that Yom HaDin? It's question number one. And question number two, so we take a shofar, and the shofar, because we blow a shofar, suddenly HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves Kisei Adin, goes to Kisei Rachamim. Like, really? That's it. What does that mean? Why? Shkoyach, the shofar wakes us up and is Messiah us. But like, how is the shofar causing the Abishter on this day specifically to go to Kisei Adin, to Kisei Rachamim? You can understand. Tonight, Mam, she's so you beside this Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is, you ever think about it? What is Rosh Hashanah? Do you understand why? You have to understand the Shoyrish, the Mahus, where did this come from? That this is Yom HaDin, so we can understand the day. So I want to read you a Ran in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. It's a Ran quoting a Pesikta. We've read this Ran, part of it before once. But I don't believe the second part. Maybe I'm wrong, I don't know. It says as follows. Listen to this, it's incredible. If you've never heard this, if you've never read it. In the Daf Arif, Daf Gimel and Aleph, it's Keneged Daf Tezayin and Aleph in Rosh Hashanah. B'Rosh Hashanah Nivra Demarishon. On Rosh Hashanah, man was created. Sharishayna Allah b'machshava. First hour of the day, hour one of the day of Rosh Hashanah. That's when Hashem thought about had the machshava lufnei hamaisa lufnei abriya to create us. Shnia nisyaitim alecha esharit. Second hour of the day, he went and discussed it with Malachim, as he said, Naase Adam, let us make man. Many Torahs in that, in the humility of the Rabbeinu Shalom. The potential mistakes that can happen, as we know, the famous story of Gemara Megillah, by the when they when the 70s, the Canaan went and interpreted the Torah, they all made a change there, right? Very famous. Bishloisha, third out of the day, Kines Afro. He gathered together the dirt. Min ha'adama. Bidalid Govlo. Fourth hour of the day, he was kneading the dirt together. Man, listen to this. It's like Bria of us. Listen, this, it's incredible to read. Behei Rakmo, fifth hour of the day, Maisa Roy came. He was involved in weaving together and taking that I don't know, dirt dough that was kneaded and forming a man. Bevav Asa Goylem. By the way, learn of the Maral's Goylem. You know, anyone asks, who was the first to make a Goylem? It's Eibishter. Because man, prior to being a man, was a Goylem. First, the Goylem is this just a physical man, B'li Neshama yet. But that has some level of life because it's from God. B'Zayin, it was the seventh hour of the day. Chatzos, right after Chatzos. Zorak Bo'y Neshama. Hashem threw into the body a neshama. It's interesting, Lashon. Zorak Bo'y, we have to maybe another time we have to discuss that. Interesting, Lashon, no? Zorak Bo'y Neshama. B'ches Hechnisu L'Gan Eden. Eighth hour of the day, man was taken to Gan Eden. B'chias, ninth hour of the day, Nitztave. He was commanded not to eat from Eitz Hadas. How long did it take till he messed up? Imagine, if you asked any kid, you know, when did Adam sin? How long was he in the world after being commanded? How long did he last? You know, law alone, God forbid, a person has a big taiva, and we're fighting it. So you fight it, you don't give in. How long did Adam last? Ba'asiris sarach. You know how long he lasted? 1 hour. 1 hour! And Chava got to him, and 1 hour! Although, if you were by Leil Slichos, by Rabbi Weinberger Shlita, we have a whole new understanding for the Beis Avram. From the Beis Aaron. Yeah. What did he say? What did he say from? From the Beis Aaron, right? Beis Yaakov. He said from Beis Yaakov Ishbitz. That's what he said from. Yes, Beis Yaakov Ishbitz. Beis Yaakov Ishbitz gave a whole new take on what that was exactly. I'm not going to go through it now. It's tremendous Torah. First of all, whoever wasn't there, you have a chiv deraisa to listen to that Torah. It was of the best. Again, I've heard Rav Weinberger, I don't know how many times, and I love listening to him always. And there are many tremendous drushas, but it was of the best I've ever heard. Mamash, the yisoidos in that drusha in life, in our relationship with Hashem, in our relationship with each other, in your relationship with your wives, those who are married, those who will be married, in every area. It's just mamash, yisoidos, such beautiful Torah, such a deep yisoid in life. Chi of Gomer to listen to. But listen, it's the 10th hour. Adam messed up. 1 hour is in the world. Gone. Bachadis Rei in the 11th hour of the day. Nidon. He was judged. Kicked out of Gerishin. Kicked out of Gan Eden. B'shtayimas Rei. Yatza Bidimos. But 1 hour later. 1 hour later. Mamish. 12th hour of the day. He was Yatza Bidimos. You know what Bidimos mean? He had a schuz of zaka. He had merits. He was good. He was basically kapara. And it's incredible just to hear how that day went. But listen, weiter in the Ran. Amar lai Kadosh Baruch Hu, zeh simen lebanecha. This is a simen lebanecha. Kishim shomatul v'nei bedin. L'fanai bedin b'yom zeh. V'yotze b'demos. Odom harishon. Just like you had din on this day. The day of creation. So too, we're going to have din on this day. You know why it's Yom HaDin Rosh Hashanah? Because Adam HaRishon. And that Arizal says every one of our neshamas was, Adam was koilel mikol neshamas. We're part and parcel of Adam HaRishon. The chait of Adam HaRishon, the din of Adam HaRishon was on this day, the day of creation, Yom HaRas HaElam, on Rosh Hashanah. So too will he children. But listen to the last words of here. But they will also be zoiche to have the same schusim like you and have the kapara on this day. B'chol ze'em asai b'chodesh ha'shvi b'echad l'chodesh. Rosh Hashanah. You hear this, chavra? You hear this? Now we understand Yom Hadin. We understand why it's Yom Hadin. Why the shofar? Why is the shofar? What does the shofar do to the Yom Hadin and turn it into rachamim? What does it do for us? So I saw a Torah from the Heilige Shvil Pinchas, from the Chachmas Torah, from Shlomo Kluger. And mamash, I saw this Torah. This is one of those Torahs. Turn on the air a little more. Just push down on over there in the bottom. Just so you'll hear it go on. Chevra, you know, I was sitting with someone the other day, a very chashuv individual. Oh, you worked in perfect because I'm about to share a Torah that will change our lives. And I'll explain why. I was sitting with someone the other day, a very chashuv individual, I don't want to get into it. And he asked me, how do we inspire teenagers, younger individuals to enjoy the parsha, enjoy Torah? To them it's just a subject, to them it's just a topic. He says, why do you love it so much? I said, you know what I love? I said, really, if you want, we could be here for 10 hours, I could talk to you what I love so much. But there's two things I love so much about Torah. Learning, and he was asking Parsha specifically. First, is to see the incredible Ein Sof Chochmas Elokis. Any other subject, any other topic, any other wisdom, you can master it and then it's over. There's no longer any reason to stay in it. The same parsha that I went through last year and the year before and the year before and the year before, I'm learning it this year and I have new insight, a new understanding that I've never seen before. And I could see a storyline of Ichvesnisht, of Yosef HaTzadik being sold, of Akedas Yitzchak, of which I could tell you Akedas Yitzchak every word Baal Peh, but I have a new understanding of it every single year. Whether it's through a pirish that I'm learning, whether it's through an insight that Baruch Shem, the Ebishter gave me some atano, I don't know, Ichvesnisht, whatever it might be. Because there's an Ein Sof, and to see that Chachma, it's revitalizing, it's incredible. It's a chachma like no other chachma. Why would I want to be involved with any other chachma? And then secondly, that's the biggest, deepest secret to Amunah. People are searching for Amunah all these different places. And people have written how many books on Amunah? They're all great. They're all important. I don't mean that's also a derech. It's also important. But I'll tell you something. All that is on some level inspiration for a moment and it's beautiful and wonderful and helps a lot of people. And we should learn them. But if you want to know where my deepest emunah comes from, my deepest, and there are a lot of places my emunah comes from. It comes from the stories of my life and the experiences of my life and certain people that I've had in my life. But you know where my deepest emunah comes from? Torah. Someone who sits and learns Torah and connects to Hashem through Torah, and as the Tanya says, hugs the Rabbeinu Shel Olam daily through Torah and sees the Chochma Elokis and sees the who Hashem is in the Torah, you can't learn Torah and think there's no Rabbeinu Shalom by my side every moment. You just can't. If you're doing that, you're learning the wrong Torah. You're forgetting about the Nisei in a Torah. You're missing the boat. There's no greater builder in Amunah than Torah. I deeply believe it. So here, I'm going to share with you a Torah from the Shlita Pinchas, Shlita, quoting of Shlomo Kluger. And he says something that I don't know why I've never seen it before. It's just a pasha yisoid, but it changed my life, and I can't wait for Rosh Hashanah because of this Torah. I mamish can't wait for Rosh Hashanah because of this Torah. More so for the second day of Rosh Hashanah, we're going to hear the shofar, to be honest. But I mamish can't wait because I'm going to have a different appreciation that I've never had before. And that's so, I'm 40 years old, and I've learned Torahs and Rosh Hashanah for the past 22 years. Be careful, you know. Gone through a nice amount. There's way more I need to, but I've never seen this. And it's an understanding of Parshas Bereishis, the very first one, Bereishis, right? And I've never seen this. And you'll tell me if you've seen this before. You tell me that Yosef Mikulam. Adam Rishon, that same Adam Rishon. Why this is Yom Adin? This is the Adam Rishon that sinned from Neit Adas. The Adam Rishon that was judged and was Zoyche B'dimos, like we're going to be Zoyche. That Adam Rishon. So the Pasuk says, after he sinned from Neit Adas, so we all know, they realized they were Erumim, they were naked, and they took the fig leaves, V'yaslam chagoros, they made themselves like aprons. And here, Perek Gimel Pazuches. V'yishmu es kol Hashem Elokim misalech began l'ruach hayoim. They heard the kol Hashem in the Gan Eden. They heard the kol, they heard Hashem's voice. Kol Hashem. V'yishchav be'odim v'yishtum b'nei Hashem Elokim b'toich eit hagan. And what happened to them? They hid. And that's when Vayikra Hashem Elokim al Adam v'yomer lo, Ayeka. Ayeka, where are you? Vayomer es kolcha shamati began v'ira. I heard your call and I had yira, I had fear, I had awe. Ve'echave, and I went and I hid. Ke'erim anoichi. Clever, you want to hear? Ready? Ready for a new Rosh Hashanah? You ready for a shofar tekiyas like we've never had before? There's a famous Yerushalmi, but I'll read it to you. You've heard this before. I don't know if you ever heard the word to see that it's real and it's inside. Because it's like this concept is thrown around in Sifrei, in Svarim Kedoshim, but it's Emes. It's a Gemara. It's a Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah, Dav Zayin. When a human king is Goyzer Gzera, makes a decree, Ratza Makaiba, Ratza Achir Makaiba Osa. If he wants, he could do it himself. If he wants, he's above the law. And other people will keep it. So, you think the cops keep the speed limit? It's for us. You think the president is worried that he alternate parking? It's for us. Right? Aval Kodesh Baruch Hu Eino Kein El Goyzer Gzeiro Mekayim Etchila. He's not going to tell us something to do he's not going to do himself. My time of Shomru Es Mishmarti Ani Hashem Ani Hu Shishimarti Mitzvoseh Shal Torah Etchila. He keeps his own Torah. God keeps the mitzvos. The Beferish Yerushalmi, he keeps the mitzvahs, whatever that means. Hard to understand, but it's emes. So guess what? We have a mitzvah deraisa, Rosh Hashanah too, Yom Truah Yelchem, to show, blow shofar. Who was the first to blow shofar? When was the first shofar blown? The Eibishter. The Eibishter is the first to blow shofar. And when's the mitzvah blowing shofar? What day is the mitzvah blow shofar? Rosh Hashanah. When was the first Rosh Hashanah of the world? When there was Rosh Hashanah, sixth day of creation, Hayom Aras Olam, Aleph Tishrei, when Adam was created. Who had to blow shofar on that day? Eibishter. So comes from Shlomo Kluger, and he says, when the Pasuk says, Vayishmu es kol Hashem Elokim misalich b'gan Eden, Vayomer es kol lecha shemati v'ira. You know what that kol was? It was the kol shofar. Adam Rishon heard the kol shofar and he shook out of pachad from the kol shofar, which is exactly what the kol shofar is supposed to do. Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva Gimel Dalet. Uru Rishenim Mishnaschem v'nirdomim v'chazur b'tshuva. Wake up! Wake up! Have a pacha, do tshuva. Imitaka b'shoifer v'am lo yecharadu. So the first kol shoifer was mamish on Rosh Hashanah. Of course, that's when we're going to blow shoifer. Incredible. Mamish, it makes things so clear. Torah is so beautiful. How I never saw this before in my life. How I lived through Rosh Hashanah before this. I don't have answers to that. But I'll tell you, it's going to be a different Rosh Hashanah. And I'll tell you, that's the beauty in Torah, that I'm 40 years old and I know nothing. But I could learn. And I could feel close to Hashem in a new light, in a new way. Incredible, no? It was worth coming here just to hear this. I think so. But what did that shofar do? It's only after Hashem blows that shofar. It's only after Hashem blows that shofar. And Adam hears the coil of the shofar. Only then does Hashem say to Adam Rishon, Ayeka, where are you? We all know the famous story with the Baal Tanya. And the Baal Tanya is being incriminated, and Baal Tanya is being questioned, and Baal Tanya is asked. What's he asked? He's asked, how could God say Ayeka? Doesn't God know where Adam and Chava are? What do you mean? What is hide and seek with God? Afilu b'chadrei chadorim, Hashem knows where we are. He's Ayeka, where are you? The Baal Tanya explained, like we all know, Ayeka was not a question, where are you physically? Ayeka was, ask yourself, Adam Rishon, where are you? Where are you? Look, where are you? Look inside your pneumias, where are you? I asked you not to do one thing, and you didn't last an hour. You didn't last, Ayeka, where are you right now? Where are you? Chavra, this is the coil that we're going to hear on Rosh Hashanah. We're not listening when we are in shul, wherever we are, inside, outside. Whether they're blowing from the middle of the room or in the corner of the room, next to a window, chveis nisht. Not going to even mention what some places are saying they might do. I don't believe it's MS, I don't know. But we're going to hear a shofar. There's no, not the Baal Takeya blowing the shofar. You know, so many people, Rosh Hashanah, you get to the Suda, and what's the discussion? Oh, how was the shofar blower? How were the tekiyas? Was it a good shvarim? Was it a good trua? Did he get through them all? How many times did he have to do the pff, pff? How many times? How long was the tekiyah gedola? How long was the tekiyah gedola? Really? You're talking about the shofar blower? Hear the coil. And who's the coil? The coil is the coil. You know who's blowing the shofar this year, now that we understand this? With this Havana. You know who's blowing the shofar? The Eibishter's blowing the shofar. It's the Kol Hashem we're listening to. Whoever's the physical blower, he's just a shliach. Don't think about the shofar blower. It's Kol Hashem. It's Kol Hashem reminding us that you're a Kol Yaakov. And it's reminding us to look down into ourselves, the coil, that deep place, to hit the coil, to hit our neshama, our chilek elokamim ha-mamish, to hit the peace of God within us, to hear the voice of God speak to the God within us. And it's then that we have that same yira from the Eibishter. And it's then that we say, Ayeka. And we are honest with ourselves. And we ask ourselves, Ayeka, where am I? Ayeka. Am I where I'm supposed to be in life? Am I learning the way I'm supposed to be learning? Am I davening the way I'm supposed to be davening? Am I speaking to people the way I'm supposed to be speaking to people? Am I treating people the way I'm supposed to be treating people? Ayeka. That was the first meaningful question that was asked on Rosh Hashanah, of introspection, of cheshbon hanefesh, of tshuva. Ayeka, which was introduced with the kol shofar. And we're going to have that kol shofar. And we're going to have that same kol, which is the kol of Hashem. Incredible. Has anyone ever heard this before? I want to know. Please. You're not mamish so excited? Why are we not dancing is a good question. Why are we not dancing? If we weren't sake of time tonight, because we have to get to things, we would. But I hope inside we're all dancing. We're all to hear such a Torah. It's might have changed our lives. We never understood Parshas Bereishis before. We never understood what Rosh Hashanah was before either. Mamash, we're going to hear a coil of Hashem. And then we'll ask ourselves, Ayeka, each and every one of us, on this day, to get down to the Pnimi Pnimius, who we really are. Who we really are, each and every one of us. Ayeka. Can we do it? Can we find the real you? To ask ourselves, what have we been doing? How are our lives been? Have we living up to who we're? Or are we living for others? And living for what society says I should be? And for what my parents say I should be? And for what my friends say I should be? Some of that might be good, but we have to analyze that. We have to be emistic about it. Ayeka, where are you? And that's the trigger is hearing the koil of the shofar, the koil of Hashem. We have to do this avodah. Rosh Hashanah, we're all excited. We're excited for Rosh Hashanah. We're excited for Ischachus, a new beginning this year more than ever before in our lives, in a way. Vada, we're excited. We're walking in Besimcha. We're going to walk in Besimcha for a new year and a new beginning. But we have to do our part. We have to hear that shofar, the kol shofar, and it's going to be harder to hear the first day. But now that we understand it's the kol of Hashem, it's not the kol of the shofar blower. It's not the kol of the shofar blower. It's the kol of Hashem. So when we're in Musaf and we're diving in Pesukim of Shofaris, Mamish, you got to listen a little bit. You got to listen more intensely. You got to be a little more sensitive, Shema, to really hear the kol on the first day. But it's going to be there as well. You know, because it could be even, I don't know, Hashem might be able to blow the shofar on the first day. Because in Midoraisa, there's no problem. Midoraisa, no problem. It's the Durbanan that maybe people will carry, as we all know. So maybe the Eivishter is above that. That was later. That was also later. He blew, when Shabbos fell out, at first he blew shofar. So maybe he's still blowing shofar on Shabbos. I don't know if the Eivishter has to keep that. I could hear both sides on it, but I'm just suggesting a possibility. So the koil of Hashem, the kol shofar of Hashem is going to be blown. And I have to hear it. I have to hear it pnimius in my lev. I have to hear it inside me. And then ask myself, Ayeka. And you know what's going to happen? When I just do that, all I need to do is actually ask myself that question and try, just try to the best of my ability to live up to that, to be real, to be honest, to be true. You know what then happens? Now we could understand, as we read in the Medrash, B'shash Yisrael noitlin ha-shofreyem b'toikim l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu oyime b'kisei din v'yoshe b'kisei rachmim. And then Hashem leaves the kisei din and goes to kisei rachmim. What's pshat? Hashem says, in famous Medrash, Rashi brings it down at the beginning of Chumash. B'tchila Allah b'machshav ha-libros b'midas ha-din. V'rash ha-inu miskayim v'shita v'ima midas ha-rachmim. Hashem first wanted to create Bedin, but then he had to create with Rachamim. Because he saw in us that we wouldn't be able to handle it. We need Rachamim. Hashem, we need Rachamim. We all need Rachamim. So Hashem changed from Din to Rachamim. The Vasemes says, Zot Vasemes, Rosh Hashanah, Tafrinch, Mem Aleph, Chol Zemes, Kayim, Bechol Rosh Hashanah. Every Rosh Hashanah this goes down. Mitzchilas din v'achach ha'ideat kiyas. Ha'ideat kiyas ho'yfech mikidei din l'kisei rachmim, like we just read in the Medrash. But why through the tkiyos? Because it's tkiyos that brought out the ayeka within us. The pacha, the moira. And that's when Hashem said, oh, man needs my rachmim. Man needs my rachmim. The first time we have Shem Havayah in the Torah, the first time we have Shema Vaya Torah is Perek Beis Pazik. At first we only see Elokim, 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 Elokim. Din, Bereshis Bara, Elokim. Esa Shemayim Vazartz. There's no Shema Vaya there. Elokim is Din. When Shema Vaya come in? Perek Beis Pazik Zayim. Vayitzer Hashem Elokim Esa Adam. We need the Rachamim. When we show Hashem that we're asking that question of Ayaka, when we're listening to Tzkiyas, the tkiyas that you understand now are the tkiyas of not the shofar blower, not the shofar. It's the koil Hashem that we're going to hear. We're going to hear that koil Hashem on Shabbos. We're going to hear that koil Hashem on Yom Sheni or Yom Arichta, the second part of Rosh Hashanah. We're going to ask ourselves, Ayeka, where are we? think back to this past year. I think back to all the world's been through. That's all, it's over. You know, by Chvezdish, by Cuomo, de Blasio, all the they think it's still going on. Trump gets it, he knows it's over. But, you know, because he has Chvezdish, he has Jewish grandchildren, you know, he has connections. I don't mean to make light. I know people will hear this and think I'm not sensitive to the world. I'm sensitive, but the year's over, so it's over. Meaning, I'm not talking whether on a medical level. I'm not giving. I told you, everyone I've said it many times. I know nothing on a medical level. I know nothing what's MS of what mass, no mass, shul. I'm not getting into any of that. I don't go either way. I do whatever I think is best for myself, but everyone should do what's best for themselves and MS, and that's beautiful and wonderful. But what I'm saying is that we have to believe as Yidden. As Yidden, we believe that there's a year of din, of judgment, a year of where Hashem decides what's going to be for that year, and then comes Rosh Hashanah, it's a whole new world. Comes Rosh Hashanah, it's a whole new din. Comes Rosh Hashanah, so Ein Hachinami, it was, say it bluntly, B'derech Giloy, in the revealed world, it was a bad year. Deep down, Kol Ma'adarach Manal Tavavid, we as Jews have Amunah, or Maminim B'nei Maminim, but on the surface, it was a bad year. Say it. I love the Rabbanu Shalom. I know deep down it's MS that it's good. I can say that it's bad on the surface. That many people had to bury their loved ones. It's very bad on the surface. The people lost a lot of money. It's bad. The people were lonely. The people had to have Pesach Seder by themselves. They're bad things on the surface. Again, only on the surface. Deep down, it's all good. But that's when I say that's all over, I'm not talking, I don't mean this on a world level, whether we should have this, that, whether we should be wearing masks, not wearing masks, open shuls, inside, outside. I'm not talking about any of that. I'm talking that the year's over, so it's over, and it's going to be a new din. Will the din be decided that things will seem like they're continuing, and it was from last year, but that's just new. So it all can change right now. I was with someone today, I got so upset. Someone, a firm person, he said to me, it's going to last, all this is going to last till Purim. It's Purim to Purim. I said, you don't understand. Maybe, I'll give it to you maybe till Yom HaKippur. I'll give it to you that, because it could be the din goes, that's all another discussion from Hashan to Yom Kippur. So I'll give it till Yom HaKippur. That's the farthest. He meant Kippur. He didn't mean Purim. That's what I said to him. He meant Kippur. It's all going to change. And in our personal life, it's all going to change. What's our avodah? Ayeka. Just do a serious cheshbon and nefesh. Hear that show for the Kol Hashem and think to yourself, who am I? Am I living up to who I'm supposed to be? Maybe some areas I'm going to find good answers. Yeah, I'm proud of myself. I've been good in my tefillahs and my learning. But I need to work on my shemir salayim a little bit more. I need to work on the way I treat people, how nice I am to people, how empathetic I am to people. I need to work, whatever the area is. Ayeka. Let's hear the koil. Let's ask the Ayeka, and then we'll be Zaychid Hashem. Bez Hashem is Baruch, who's Omim, Mikiz Adin, Vyashim, Kiz Rachim, Shmi Yer of Rachim, Yer of Shefa, Yer of Bracha, Ksiv, Ksiv, Toiva, full Simcha and Bracha, for each and every one of us, and for all of Klal Yisrael. Shabbos Kodesh Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Hi, Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh
Shabbos Koydesh. Shabbos Koydesh. Shabbos Koydesh.